You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. On this podcast, we're discussing current events from a biblical perspective. This episode is being released on April 8th, 2021. This week, we're going to be talking about the decreasing number of Americans who are members of a local church. For links to this story, as well as related materials, check out the show notes at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/040821. So now for our story this week. Fewer than half of Americans belong to a church. From WorldNet Daily, it says, for the first time since it began its survey 8 decades ago, Gallup finds that fewer than half of Americans have a formal membership in a local church. The U.S. remains a religious nation with more than 7 in 10 affiliating with some type of organized religion. However, far fewer, now less than half, have a formal membership with a specific house of worship, Gallup said. The survey, which began in 1937, found only 47% of Americans have a formal membership in a church. While it is possible that part of the decline seen in 2020 was temporary and related to the coronavirus pandemic, continued decline in future decades seems inevitable. Then later in the article, it says, church membership is changing along with changes in demographics. Older generations likely to be church members are being replaced with younger generations who are less likely to belong. Even people who say they have a religious preference are dropping out of churches. Now, for more on that article, you can check out the link in the show notes. But the decline in local church membership in society as a whole is not surprising. Our society has become increasingly irreligious and unbelieving over the past few decades. However, it becomes more of a problem within the church when Christians pattern their lives after the world more than they do after the Word of God. Paul said in Romans 12 and verse 2 that we are not to be conformed to this world, but transformed. Yet every generation of Christians has to fight the pull of worldliness. And this is just one manifestation of it in our current society. Many are still going to claim to believe in Christ, but at the same time, they're going to pull away from the local church. Now, the article mentioned the idea that the recent decline could be due to the pandemic, or some have wondered if that was the reason for it. I don't know if the pandemic caused it. This has been declining even before the pandemic started. But if nothing else, the pandemic has at least accelerated it. And some brethren have even used the pandemic as an excuse to forsake their responsibility as members of a local church, or others have changed the definition of what constitutes an assembly or scriptural worship. And I'll include a link to, in the show notes, to an article written by Tim Hale, Some Errors Generated by the Coronavirus Threat. Because we don't have time to get into all of those here in this episode, because I wanted to focus on church membership specifically. But I encourage you to check out that article, because the response that many have had to the pandemic and the coronavirus threat has really led some to compromise what the Word of God teaches, and that's a danger we need to guard against as Christians. But again, in this episode, I want to focus on the concept of church membership, particularly local church membership, not just we're a member of the universal church and part of the body of Christ, but members of a local church. This is becoming less important to the world around us, as can be seen from that survey or from that poll. And even the religious world, people don't think it's that important to be members of a local church, have a formal membership. And if we're not careful, it could become less important among our own brethren. But when local church membership becomes less important, and people, while they may be Christians, they don't really consider it a big deal or all that important to place membership with a local church, that is only going to lead to weaker churches and weaker Christians. But why is church membership important? Why does it lead to weaker churches and weaker Christians if local church membership is minimized? We're going to consider a few reasons here in this episode, and these are taken from an article that I wrote on church membership, which will be linked in the show notes. The article included 9 responsibilities that we have as members of a local church. Now, I've adapted some of these here to go at it from the angle of why church membership is important. But you can check out the show notes and the link there to the article on church membership and read more about these from the angle of our responsibilities as members, along with a few others that we won't talk about today. But in this episode, we're going to talk about 6 reasons why church membership is important. Number 1, we have a place to attend. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, it says, "Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." Sadly, some are in the habit of missing services for any excuse that they can come up with. Yet we are to have the habit of assembling. And while there may be times where we are absent because of sickness or travel, we should plan to be at the assembly. That should be our default position. We are going to be at the assembly whenever the church assembles, whenever the church gathers. And we should be looking for opportunities to assemble, not looking for excuses to stay home from the assembly. Now, someone might say that, well, I can attend a different church each week, and I'm going to be attending just as much, but I'm not going to be attending the same church because I'm not a member of a local church. Or others are saying, well, we can just, quote, attend online. But as we're going to go through the rest of these reasons, those are not the same thing as attending regularly with the local church of which you are a member. So why is local church membership important? 1, we have a place to attend. 2, we have a place to contribute financially. 1 Corinthians 16:2, Paul gave this instruction, "On the first day of every week, each one of you is to put aside and save as he may prosper, so that no collections be made when I come." In the second letter to the church at Corinth, 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 and 7, he said, "Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." So there in 1 Corinthians 16, he gave the instruction about how they were to take up a collection. And in 2 Corinthians, he talked more about the attitude that they were to have, not grudgingly or under compulsion, because God loves a cheerful giver. The collection on the first day of the week is the way authorized in the New Testament for a local church to collect funds. Therefore, if we are members of a local church, we have the opportunity and the expectation that we are going to contribute on the first day of the week to help the church carry out its work. How do we do that if we're not a member of a local church? Well, wherever we are, we're just going to give on the first day of the week. We are participating in the work of that church, and being a member of that church means we know what the church is doing, and we know what we are contributing to, because when we do this, we have fellowship together in this. And when we contribute on the first day of the week as members of a local church, we know exactly what we're contributing to. We know exactly how these funds are being used and what we are having fellowship in, what work we have fellowship in. When we're bouncing around from church to church, we don't have this. We don't know everything that the church is involved in. But when we are members of the church, we do know what the church is involved in and know what we are participating in and what we have fellowship in. Then the reason 3, why local church membership is important. We have a place to participate in the work of the church. Now, we talked about giving, how that is a way to participate, but this is more in our actions and the things that we are doing besides just giving on the first day of the week. Over in Ephesians 4 and verse 16, Paul described the church, and he says, "From whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love." As Paul told the brethren here in Ephesus, he said each individual part is able to participate in the function of the body. Now, depending on who we are and what role we are authorized to fill or are able to fill, there are many things that we can do to participate. We might lead in worship. We might teach Bible classes. We might work on the building. We might help those who are sick. We might pick up people to bring them to worship services. There are lots of things that we could do. And there are ways for all Christians, men and women, young and old, there's ways for all of us to participate in the work of the church. But if we're just bouncing around from one church to another, or merely attending online, what work is there for us to participate in? What are we going to be doing? How are we going to be involved in the work of the church when we can't be relied upon to be there because we're not a member of a church? We're just there whenever we feel like being there, and we might be somewhere else the next week. And maybe, you know, in a month or 6 weeks or whatever, we'll come back to this church. They can't rely on us. They can't expect us to do anything. We don't have anywhere to participate in the work of the church. Fourth reason why local church membership is important is because we have a place to receive guidance from godly leaders. The Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 13 and verse 17, "Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable for you." Now, ideally, these leaders that we submit to are going to be elders. As 1 Peter 5 and verse 2, the elders are there to feed the flock, to oversee the flock. However, if a congregation does not have a plurality of qualified men to serve as elders, which is what the New Testament pattern shows us is the expectation, if they aren't qualified and if there is not a plurality of men to serve as elders, then the local church is not going to have elders. However, a lack of an eldership does not mean that a congregation will be without some type of leadership or guidance or wisdom. So a church without elders is going to be lacking. Titus 1 and verse 5, Paul told Titus to set in order those things that are lacking by appointing elders. But a church can still function when there are not men qualified to fill that role. And so if we're part of a church, there are going to be others who are wiser than us. There are going to be others who will be able to give us guidance and counsel, who have more wisdom and experience than we do. When we're members of a local church, we have that opportunity. Fifth reason why local church membership is important is because we have a place to give and receive encouragement. The Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 3, 12 and 13, "Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God, but encourage one another day after day as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." Now, as we read at the beginning of this list of these reasons, Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 talks about how we can edify one another in the assembly. But edification is not limited to that. He said there in Hebrews 3, 12 and 13 that we are to do this daily, today, as long as it is still called today, so that no one will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. The local church is a self-edifying body. Ephesians 4, verse 16 was a passage we read just a little bit ago, where it talks about the proper working of each individual part causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. The local church is a self-edifying body, which means each one of us has the responsibility as part of the body to strengthen the rest of the body. And we miss out on that when we're not part of a local body. We don't have that consistent encouragement, and we don't have the way to give encouragement to others when we don't have that, when we're not part of a local church. And then the sixth reason, last one we're going to talk about, why is local church membership important? It's because we have a place where we will be held accountable. Galatians 6:1, Paul said, "Brethren, even if anyone is caught in a trespass, You who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted. James said at the end of his letter, James 5:19-20, he said, "My brethren, if any among you strays from the truth and one turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins." Every one of us will stumble into sin from time to time. That's a reality. That's something that's going to happen. We need to guard against that. We need to work to overcome temptation. But the reality is, every one of us, from time to time, is not going to live up to the standard that God has given us in His Word. We're going to stumble into sin. Being part of a local church means that there are others who can help keep us accountable. If we do fall into sin, there are others who can help turn us back from that sin. If we're not part of a local church and we fall into sin, who's going to notice? Who's going to be there to help turn us back to the truth? If we become sporadic in our attendance because we have, you know, we've prioritized the things of this world, we've got caught up into some sin, and we're just, you know, not interested in attending as much as we were. Well, if we were bouncing around from one church to another, how long is it going to take until brethren realize we haven't been there in a while? Or if we're just attending online, how long is it going to take for them to notice that you're not logging in to watch the worship service or whatever it is anymore? When we're a member of a local church and there's the expectation that we are going to be there because we assemble together, we gather together, and we know one another, we are aware of what each one is doing, we have conversations with one another, we meet together. If we fall into sin, it's more likely that's going to be noticed. And there are going to be people who know us, who care about us, who will help turn us back to the truth, who will help keep us accountable, just as we can do the same for them. So these are some reasons why local church membership is important. We have a place to attend. We have a place to contribute financially. We have a place to participate in the work of the church. We have a place to receive guidance from godly leaders. We have a place to give and receive encouragement. And we have a place to where we will be held accountable. So as we see from what we've talked about here and the other things that are mentioned in the New Testament about that describe church membership, this is about more than just having our name listed in the church directory. This is about contributing to the function and purpose of the body, something each one of us is able to do and is responsible to do. And so this is important for each one of us. It's becoming less important to the world around us, even the religious world around us. But we need to, as Christians, no matter what the world does, recognize the importance of it and not let the world change our behavior. You can read more about this in these reasons and also the other information that I mentioned there in the article that's linked in the show notes about church membership. That article and another one called Placing Membership with a Local Church talk about how we become a member of a local church, which we didn't get into here today. So I encourage you to check those out, as well as the links to the other materials that were mentioned. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found this episode to be helpful and encouraging. And if you found it to be helpful and encouraging, I would ask you to share that with others. For links to the news stories that are cited, as well as relevant links, you can visit the show notes, plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/040821. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. So if you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. Also, if you see a news story that you think might make for a good discussion, please email that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.